Welcome back. We trust you are getting blessed with these interesting revelations coming forth from the man of God here this evening. We pray that the Lord will use this his word to establish us in these times. Okay, sir, you've given us five signs to watch out for.
Yes.
And I'm still shook by what you said, that the Lord Jesus did not say we should watch for time, but for the signs. That's a very powerful statement. All right, sir, please. The last sign you gave us.
Yes.
The resurrection of the dead saints.
Yes, we are finished with that.
Yes, sir.
The next sign that we have before the rapture that we must watch is that Israel will become a nation again.
Israel will become a nation.
And that is the restoration. It will become a nation in preparation for her revival.
Hmm.
And it started with the fishers and the hunters that Jeremiah spoke about.
Yes, sir. Jeremiah 16:16.
Please.
All right. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish for them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, and from every hill, and out of the holes of the rock.
Now, when they will be coming to gather, using the fishers and the hunters, which I have explained who the fishers are, and who the hunters are, that eventually gave birth to the nation. Can a nation be given back to in a day? You know,
yes,
and when did it happen? In 1948.
That's right.
Israel became a nation again.
Mm.
And they had to be returned to their land. And what are they gathering for? They are gathering to wait for the revival, because the 2000 years for their revival to begin is at hand.
Mm.
So they have to come back to their nation. And in coming back to their nation, it stirs up another trouble.
Wow.
Which trouble? Remember, while they were away, the Palestinians, which are actually the Philistines, they came and took over their land.
That's true.
But God, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Mm.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's who is the landlord?
The Lord God Almighty.
And he gave the land of Palestine to Israel.
Abraham. Yes, sir.
And then the Philistines are coming to make a claim because these people were away. He promised in several other scriptures, and we don't have time to go into that, that they will come back.
That's right.
And it was the fulfillment of coming back that they are there today.
Amen.
According to the prophecy, the word of the Lord. But when they come, there will be no problem. Tiny nation like that, the whole world is focusing on them. The prophecy that he will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone.
That's right. It's the creator.
Cup of trembling.
That's true.
All focus is Jerusalem. Israel said Jerusalem is our eternal capital.
Undivided capital.
Palestinians are saying it is our capital.
Mm.
They even went and built a mosque, which is one of the most holy sites of Islam, in Jerusalem.
That's right.
And trouble. We saw the trouble that went on, that Trump recognizes Jerusalem and moves the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv.
That's right.
And many more countries are going there, recognition.
Mm.
It is all fulfilling prophecy.
Mm.
And that is the reason why I don't play with this Bible. Mm. It's true.
Man.
It is the culmination of the hatred, the confederation of all the Arab nations. Because right now, they are in association, in a configuration they call themselves the Arab League.
Mm-hmm.
That speak with one voice and consider the Palestinians as their
brother
and Israel as an occupation nation
that
come to occupy their land, and Israel must go.
Mm.
And they cannot imagine that this tiny nation will come there and dictate for them.
Mm.
Then it will go to the next Ezekiel chapter 38.
Ezekiel,
let's read 38. It. You will see mention of this restoration there.
Mm.
Even before then, let's read Zechariah first. Let's read Zechariah chapter 14 The first three verses there.
Micah 14.
Yes.
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee.
Again.
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee.
Okay.
For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem.
All nations, you gather them against Jerusalem
to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the house is refilled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those
nations. What will happen?
The Lord shall go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives.
That fight that he's talking about, that is described there, is the battle in Ezekiel 38. What did he say? He said he will cause the nation to rise against them, but he will fight for them again. Now, it's clearer in Joel chapter 3.
Joel chapter 3.
From verse 1. Let's read up to verse 15.
Joel 3 from verse 1. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem.
When he will bring again? When did he bring them again? 1948.
That's right.
Okay.
I will also gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jeshua.
Okay. Can you see?
And we plead with them there for my people.
He will do what?
And we plead with them there for my
people. For my people.
And for my heritage, Israel. Whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land.
When did they scatter them among the nations?
AD 70.
AD 70.
And
go
they
ahead.
Have cursed lots for my people and have given a boy for an allot.
Imagine that.
And sold a girl for wine that they might drink.
Imagine.
Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense? And if you will recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own
head? Okay, now.
Because you have taken my silver and my gold.
That's what they did.
And I've carried into your temples my godly pleasant things.
Imagine that.
The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have you sold unto the Grecians.
Oh, between AD 70 and 1946.
That you might remove them far from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place where you have sold them.
You will raise them all Europe where you scatter them other places in the world.
I will return your recompense upon your own head.
Okay, now.
And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah.
Okay.
And they shall sell them to the Sabians, to the people far off. For the Lord has spoken it.
Go on.
Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war.
Okay.
Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up.
Yes.
Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears.
Prepare your war.
Let the weak say, I am strong.
Go ahead.
Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about.
Okay.
Did that cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat.
See?
For there will I see to judge all the heathen round about.
In the valley of Jehoshaphat, what will happen?
For there will I see to judge all the Eden round about.
Yes.
Put ye in the sickle.
Okay.
For the harvest is ripe.
Thank you.
Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fat overflow. For their wickedness is great.
Hey.
Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision.
Jesus.
For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened.
Okay,
and the stars shall withdraw their shining.
Hey.
The Lord also shall roar.
It's okay. Just stop in verse 15 for now, because the restoration continues. But take note that it is the valley of decision. And so that is fulfilled in Ezekiel 38, in that prophecy. It's actually still a prophecy anyway. Ezekiel chapter 38, let's read it from verse 1.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy faith against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee.
All these names that you see, Magog, Meshech, Tubal, and all these ones, they are representative today of all these Arab nations and their leaders around Israel. Go on.
Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief priest of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws.
Hey.
And I will bring thee forth, and all thy army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmets.
Hey.
Goma and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou with God unto them. After many days, thou shalt be visited. In the latter years,
when?
After many days, thou shalt be visited.
Yes.
In the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword.
Which is this land that is brought back from the sword?
Israel.
When was he brought back from the sword?
1948.
Thank you.
And he's gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, mm-hmm. and they shall dwell safely, all of them.
They will dwell safely in their country.
Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm.
Okay.
Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land. Mm-hmm. Thou and all thy lands, and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Mm-hmm. Thus said the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, mm-hmm. and thou shalt think an evil thought.
Imagine that.
And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages.
Talking of Israel.
I will go to them that are tressed, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, mm-hmm. to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that now you inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, mm. which have gotten cattle and goods, imagine. That dwell in the midst of the land.
That means after they are settled down. Yes.
Sheba and Dedan and the merchant of Tarshish with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, and thou come to take a spoil, mm. and thou gathered a company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil.
Yes.
Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto God, uh-huh. thus said the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shall thou not know it?
Okay.
And thou shalt come from
that thy day place, is now.
Okay. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts. Mm-hmm. Thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. Mm. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land.
Hey.
It shall be in the latter days.
When?
In the latter days.
When?
In the latter days.
That is, when you say the latter days, it's about a program.
The end time.
Mm. End time. So it's one of the things that we shall watch out for.
Amen.
This war. Uh-huh. Mm.
And I'll bring thee against my land, that the Edom may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, hey. O Gog, before their eyes. Uh-huh. Thus said the Lord God, are thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servant the prophets of Israel?
That is, those prophecies I read, some of them I have read, yes?
Which prophesied in those days, many years, that I will bring thee against them.
You see?
And it shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, mm-hmm. said the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. Uh-huh. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Hey. Surely in that day, there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel,
hey.
So that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven, hey. And the beasts of the field and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, hey. And the mountains shall be thrown down and the steep places shall fall, hey. And every wall shall fall to the ground.
You know, verse 21 to 23, yes.
And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, Jesus. Said the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother.
Because you see why he said the valley of decision of Jehoshaphat. You know why?
Why, sir?
You don't know what happened?
Jehoshaphat,
they gang up against Israel under Jehoshaphat.
And every man's sword was against
what was happened? It was there. So that was a type of what is coming ahead. Mm. That is why it is named after Jehoshaphat. Go on.
And I'll plead against him in pestilence and with blood. Mm-hmm. And I will rain upon him and upon his hands and upon the many people that are with him. Mm-hmm. And overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire mm-hmm. and brimstone. Mm-hmm. Those will magnify myself and sanctify myself.
Yes.
And I will be known in the eyes of many nations. Hey. And they shall know that I am the Lord.
We have not finished chapter 39.
Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog. And say, thus said the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief priest of Meshech and Tubal. Uh-huh. And I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee.
That is, we don't leave only few of you, very few. Mm. Jesus. Yes.
And I will cause thee to come up from the north part.
From the north?
And I'll bring thee upon the mountains of Israel.
Yes.
And I will smite thy bow out of thy hand,
okay.
out of thy left hand. I will cause thy arrows to fall out of mm-hmm. thy right hand. That shall fall upon the mountains of Israel.
Okay, go to verse 9. It's a continuation of all that will happen.
And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons,
both the shields and the bucklers,
the bows and the arrows, and the hand staves and the spears. And
that is how Israel will now go and defeat them.
And they shall burn them with fire 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that they shall take no wood out of the field.
Can you imagine?
Neither cut down any out of the forest.
Okay, go ahead, yes.
For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, mm-hmm. and rob those that rob them.
Now, if you read on and on, when they will gather against Israel, nations, that is these Arab nations, we gather against Israel, something will happen. God will now come down to fight for Israel.
You said we'll see this before the rapture.
These activities will take place. These are the last moment activities just before the rapture.
Hmm.
I mean, I believe that while God allowed this to happen within that period, when we see this, while they are busy looking, they will not know, because it will shake the whole earth.
Hmm.
What will happen there? The weaponry that they are coming will be so much until It will take 7 years to destroy with fire. The dead bodies that will be there from these Arab people, the dead bodies will be so much, and it will take 7 months. They are still doing burial every day for 7 months.
Yeah, that's verse 12 of Ezekiel 39.
Thank you very much. Mm. Seven, you
and
know,
7 months shall the house of Israel be burying, yes, them, that they may cleanse the land.
That they may cleanse the land, because dead bodies everywhere now, everywhere will be smelling. Mm. In fact, there will be so much until, if you read, go to verse 21.
And I will set my glory among the heathen, mm-hmm, and all the heathen shall see my judgments that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. Mm-hmm. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. Uh-huh. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity.
Well, you see it, you know, this is the reason in AD 70 they went to captivity. Go on.
Because they trespassed against me, uh-huh, therefore hid I my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fared they all by the sword.
Oi.
According to their cleanness and according to their transgressions, have I done unto them and hid my face from them. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name.
Amen.
And after that, they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid. When I brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of the enemy's lands, and sanctified them in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land, and I have let none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel.
So you see, this war, we will see it. This is the reason why there will be need for peace.
Wow.
That is why that last covenant is ignited in verse 27 of Daniel chapter 9. The last week, the covenant that is entered into.
Yes, sir.
It is supposed to be peace. But Isaiah gave a prophecy that they are having a covenant with death.
That's right.
And that is the reason why they fall under the fourth seal, Revelation chapter 6.
Amen.
That is why I teach it, and some intermessage believers disagree with me, but I stay with the scriptures.
Amen.
Verse 7.
And when I opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked.
What is the fourth beast?
The flying eagle.
The flying eagle. It was the flying eagle, the anointing, that is a prophetic anointing. It is that prophetic anointing that got the revelation of who that horse rider is.
Amen.
What did he see?
And verse I eight. Looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death.
Death and Hell.
And hell followed with him.
Uh-huh.
And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth.
Now watch it. Now, for all of you that said this age, that the fourth seal is for the seventh church age or the Laodicean church age, I say no, it doesn't jive with the scripture. And like Brother Abraham will use his language, doesn't jive. It doesn't jive. Because here you are, the gospel is supposed to move to the Jews. And the Antichrist follows the light wherever it goes to.
That's right.
The light is now going to go to the Jews. He has finished with the Gentiles. The rapture takes place in the third seal. That revival you see there ends with the third seal. And watch it. Death and hell follow with him. And power is given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword. Antichrist is not killing anybody now. And with hunger. And with death.
During the tribulation.
This is the tribulation period.
That's right.
Where you wouldn't even be allowed to buy yourself. You know. And Isaiah 28, verse 15, calls it the covenant with death. They were entering a covenant, but it is a covenant that later on will turn against them. Because after the middle of that week, he
breaks the covenant.
You know, he shows his true color that he is the incarnation of the very Lucifer. And so, but why is the fourth beast, their symbol of faith, not our own? It is because we see it in Revelation chapter 12. The flying eagle is not the symbol of the Laodicean church age.
Mm.
Yeah? Pastor Moses, what are you saying? I followed you now, I'm repeated that parrot like salmon. But my eyes of understanding,
amen,
he has opened up at last.
That's right.
Now follow, follow. Chapter 12.
Verse 14.
Eh? What did he say? That dragon that came after the man child, verse 13.
Verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child.
Persecuted the woman that brought forth the man child. What is the woman?
Israel.
Israel is the woman. And
to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle.
He was given two wings of a great eagle
that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times. And
time is 1 year.
And times.
Times 2 years, that is 3 years
and
now.
Half a time.
Half a time is 3.5 years total. From the face of the serpent. And the eagle, as we see, is a prophetic anointing.
That's right.
You know, we see by a prophet, he brought them out of Israel.
That's right.
And by a prophet, where they established, Hosea chapter 12 and verse 13.
That's right.
And read verse Exodus 19, where he put it there in verse 4.
Bear you on eagle's wings.
Okay.
Exodus 19:4.
Yes.
Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself.
You see? And those eagle wings, they are the prophetic anointing. That is why you see in Revelation chapter 11.
Amen.
The two prophets, Moses and Elijah, how long do they prophesy?
1,203 score days.
That is verse 3.
And I'll give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,203 score days.
Who are they?
And the two olive trees are the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth.
Where did you see them? Zechariah chapter 4.
That's right.
Verse 3,
amen.
Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 14.
Amen.
And we know from the description that that's the same anointing.
Moses and Moses. Elijah.
And if you see from verse 14 of Revelation chapter 12 again.
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle.
Moses and Elijah, they are the two wings of the great prophetic anointing.
That she might fly into the wilderness.
The revelation from these two prophets let them know where to flee to when the persecution, the tribulation will start. Tribulation is not for the bride.
Amen. This is happening after the rapture.
It happens after the rapture.
Okay.
So with all this happening,
Ezekiel
the confusion, Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39, and then the which give birth to the covenant that is going on. Confusion is still on. They are still burying the people there in the Middle East, burying their weapons, and then he's busy entering a covenant with them. Then the rapture strikes within that period. That is the times and the seasons for the rapture. I wish somebody maybe can those of you who know how to get to Pastor Oyagilome, I believe he listens to me. He may also add something to what he knows and adjust some of the revelation he has. He has tried. At least he recognized the 2 days there, period, you know. One thing I love about him is when he sees something, he preaches it. The rest, you know, he has not seen the biblical holiness sanctification doctrine. That's why he still preaches, doesn't matter the dress anyhow. But I know the day Oyagilome will see scriptural holiness, I know he will change it. Because if he can catch 2 days and preach it, the 2 days in Hosea chapter 6, you know, I believe if he is able to catch the other signs, to know that there are signs, he will preach it to the millions that are listening to him.
Okay.
And not only him, other pastors too, that truly want to go to heaven but they are in error. That this age is the age of perfection. And through this ministry of that man, William Marion Braham, you are saying, how did I know all this? Through that ministry, an anointing for revelation was released.
Amen.
For perfection.
Hmm.
And so we are not troubled.
Wow.
Read it again. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Verse 1 and verse 2.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
and by our gathering together unto him,
yes,
that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, yes, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that that day of Christ is at hand.
Don't be troubled. Don't be troubled.
Mm.
Yes, we are troubled now with all manner of stress and everything. You know, no joy anywhere. That type of trouble is different from the trouble, hey, he's coming tomorrow, that is referred to here. Mm-hmm. That is why this revelation is needed. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
And then verse 17 and verse 18.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together.
Have this revelation
in the clouds.
Then the last verse 18.
Wherefore comfort one another with
this. So this comforting one another with the hope that we shall soon go home.
Amen.
You see, there's a revelation. All this is supposed to lead us somewhere. It's not to make us proud that we know Bible. We know Bible. No. What revelation does, you know, there's a proper response, the impact of revelation. You know, it makes you to be sober.
Mm.
It gives you hope. It gives you confidence.
Amen.
You know, what we know, that after we go in the rapture, then the trumpet angels will begin to sound.
Mm.
Judgment will begin to come upon this world. This is the way Apostle Peter put it in 2 Peter chapter 3. Let's read it from verse 11. It is admonishment for us.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
All these things, as in physical, everything on earth shall be dissolved.
What manner of persons ought he to be in all holy conversation and
that
godliness?
That is the impact of revelation.
Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God.
Thank you.
Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Now verse 13.
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
And then verse 15.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation.
Is salvation.
Amen.
Is salvation.
Amen.
It's waiting for you to be saved. It's waiting for you not to take things for granted.
Mm.
Yes. This is the much I can say for now.
Wow. I feel like I've eaten a balanced diet. No, exactly what you say. I'm properly established.
Yes.
Nothing can shake me or move me anymore concerning the coming of the Lord.
That's the purpose of this Issachar anointing.
Amen.
Don't be troubled.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate the grace of God.
I hope you will not go and quote me that I set a time.
No, it's clear you didn't set any time.
So go and calculate. The two days is for Israel.
Hmm.
But within that 2 days, he's gathering us.
Amen.
And by the time the 2 days will end, we will go in the rapture.
Amen.
Calculate and you see that the time is short.
Amen.
Therefore, keep diligence to make your calling and election sure, remembering that many are called, but few are chosen. It says, strive to enter. Walk out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Mm.
Shalom.
Shalom. Wow. This is the bright food. And a special appreciation to all those that are making this possible for people all over the world to receive this food. Spiritual food in due season. We really appreciate all sponsors of Bright TV. You can see the fruits of your offering. God bless you until we meet again. Shalom.